I'm sitting on the edge of the wedge. I'm attempting my first backwards roll. I need to lean back, tuck my head in, then push off and let gravity have its way. It's scary because I don't know what'll happen.
For me, as a child in gymnastics, I was very stubborn. And the way that I got over it was I basically had some rules for myself. Once you decided you were going to do something, you were doing it. I wasn't allowed to hesitate. I was never allowed to pull out of something once I had started the skill. And no matter how scared I was, I had already committed to it.
In the movie Batman Begins, Batman travels to a faraway ninja gym to learn about fear.
I definitely remember fear being a really big part of my gymnastics journey towards the end. I started to think about things a lot more and I started to question, what if I did something wrong? What would happen? And it got a lot harder as I got older.
Today I've come down to Marrickville to talk to my gym coaches, Kat and Ev Dalecki.
What you really fear is inside yourself. You fear your own power. You fear your anger. The drive to do great or terrible things. Now,
this episode,
you must journey inwards.
I must journey inwards.
It all pieces together like a puzzle.
You are ready.
And you need to do lots and lots of repetition.
Breathe.
Not every drill will just happen on the first go, on the first day, the first month even that you do it. So some things you do have to persevere with, or you have to regress and take a step back before you can take the next step forward.
Where to, Jess?
Oh, mate, what's going on?
Can we just go to Luna Park, please?
No.
Yes, yes. Yes, Luna Park.
No, we're not going on there.
Yes.
No.
We must.
You had to. You...
It's our destiny.
Why didn't you tell me? Are you still recording?
Yes.
Oh, no.
My friend Jess is also a radio maker. She's come in this morning thinking she was giving feedback on the latest backflip episode. However, that's not what we're doing.
I wouldn't have worn a dress. Doesn't it go upside down?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, Mike. Oh, no.
Strap in.
Does it go the whole way around?
We're going to Luna Park because they have a ride called the Moon Ranger. It flips upside down. Jess had mentioned a while ago that she was a fan of these type of rides.
That feeling in your tummy, like being on a swing when you get a bit of air, that little bump of air, and then you go back out again?
My trainers, Kat and Ev, said this would not help me in any way. However, I beg to differ. I think any edge of experience I can get is going to help me towards the backflip.
You got to give it your best go. And, I'm really nervous.
After being swallowed by that iconic mouth, we bought some tickets.
Minimum two? We're going to have to go on two rides. I'm sorry, Jess.
Can we go on the cha-cha?
Yes, we can. Let's get two.
Then we checked in with Gary, the Luna Park media guy.
So, you're going to learn to do backflips or...?
Yeah, that's the reaction I'm getting. Yeah, yes, I am trying to. So
you're like a big boy like me.
I am, yeah.
Backflip,
yes.
Kind of guys.
Well, we're trying to change that. Okay, so we've just been told to wait about 5 to 10 minutes because there was something went wrong, Jess.
Somebody did a little spew.
Somebody spewed up, so they've had to pause the ride for a minute while they fix that. That's all right. Just in suspense a little bit more. That's okay.
Happy to wait.
Take your time.
Hey, yo. While we wait, got a quick story for you. I was in Year 5, and the results of the cricket team tryout were going to be posted on the corridor notice board. I asked Mum to drive me early every day that week. And every morning I went and waited, and eventually a list of handwritten names was pinned to the board. I read the list 3 times. That afternoon, Mum picked me up, and I got in the car, and I burst into tears. I didn't make it. You have a few of those early experiences. You come last in cross country, you eat a whole box of macaroni at the swimming carnival, and they have an impact on how you see yourself. I love sport, but I grew up to be much more at home as the mascot making jokes on the sidelines than actually playing. And that identity manifests itself. I'm not the fit guy, so I don't become fit. Because I'm not the fit guy, I continue to not be the fit guy, and the cycle goes on. You become the story you tell yourself, and other people see it too, and they reflect it back.
Here's a guy, 30. He wants to get himself in tip-top physical condition, good enough to be able to do a backflip, and let's have a look and see if he can do it. Boom, 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 failure, end of story.
And then one day, a media guy named Gary looks at you for 10 seconds and tells you, you're not a backflip kind of guy. The cycle continues. I was reminded of that feeling this week. Firstly, I didn't manage to lose any more weight. And then in 1 week, we went from forward rolls to backward rolls, and they're much harder. Then in tumbling class, people are doing cartwheels around me. That's not a metaphor. It's literally a class about learning to cartwheel. Everyone could do it, except me. I want to tell myself a new story. This story. You're listening to it right now. A story with change. And I don't know how it ends, but I know it's got to get harder before it gets easier.
So you've got a hot tip for the best seat?
Best spot?
Just on the edges.
And where was the vomit?
On the edges.
Okay.
That's all right. It's already clean.
It's clean. Okay. Uh-oh. Arms up. Oh, here we go.
Arms up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
That's
so
tight.
Scary. Here we go. All right. No hands. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I found the ride fun, a little uncomfortable, but not scary. The kid behind us, though, was losing it. I know that feeling, that anxious feeling in your tummy, not being in control, being scared because you don't know what'll happen. Feels like this. Stop. There's something I haven't told you. Back in episode 2, I got a health checkup, and everything was cool, right?
But otherwise, pretty good.
Okay, so there is something else. Varicose veins run in the family. Cheers, Mum. But in the past year, my legs felt like they were exploding.
Well, take your pants off. I want to see the varicose veins.
It got worse and worse. Then I had this pain. I went to the hospital, and I found out I had a superficial clot. I took some aspirin, and then I didn't do anything else about it. Then they got worse.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Oh, right.
Okay, so that's the one.
That's significant.
Yeah, it's bad. This is why I don't want to talk about it.
So you got significant dilatation of your veins on your right leg inside and on your left leg behind your knee.
What's your advice?
You really do need to have a Doppler and look at the veins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pull my pants up now.
Yeah, sorry.
After almost a year of knowing about it and then starting this health project, then getting the script for the test, I still put it off for a couple of days, and then 4 weeks passed.
Thanks for your help again.
With encouragement from my wife, I finally went to do the Doppler test. It's an ultrasound for your leg. I sat there with the whirring sound of the machine and the operator measuring, and every time she stopped, it was a clot. I thought this would be bad, and it was. I'd take a seat on the Moon Ranger any day over this experience.
We went quiet there, a lot of measurements and things like that didn't
Didn't seem good, did it? It's not good.
I'll wait till you get the doctor's report.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
And your doctor will explain everything to you.
I walked out. I got in my car.
Breathe.
And I went to record a reflection on this experience. But all I could do was breathe.
Ethel there, ruiner, because we've been talking about times where something's happened that's ruined your party plans. Maybe not ruined, but maybe just made you think twice about going out to party. Earlier this week, my car got towed. So, yeah.
That night, I drove around for a couple of hours.
You know what? Yeah, I'm just gonna go home.
Backflip was funny, and then it wasn't funny, and now it's serious. Sometimes, you've got to go back to go forward.
Hi, Crafty.
Hey, could I just get a large Big Mac meal, please?
Coke for the drink?
Yeah, Coke for the drink.
Yeah, anything else?
A cheeseburger.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. That's 14 or 18 drugs.
I am Sean from Newcastle.
Thanks,
Sean,
mate.
What happened to you that made you want to turn around and go home?
Hey, so...
See you, bro.